Test 76, Section 2, Question 21, and here we're looking for a parallel flaw. So the first thing that we're going to look for is to see if the conclusion is the last sentence, but it's not. In fact, the last sentence appears to be evidence. So this is one we're going to have to take the long way. So it says, you have the first humans came to Australia 56,000 years ago and brought new diseases. Human-borne diseases probably didn't cause the mass extinction that took place over the following 10,000 years. So it's basically saying the conclusion is, well, it wasn't human diseases that killed off all the stuff in Australia. And then it gives our evidence, after all, more than 55 different species disappeared at about the same time, and no one disease, however virulent, could be fatal to animals across that many different species. So it's saying 55 different ones died out, and no one disease could have been responsible. Now, the problem with this is that it's possible that, because it says, and the humans brought with them new diseases, so it's possible that it wasn't one disease that killed them all, but rather a couple of different diseases killed the group of them. And so the flaw with this one is that it fails to take into account that just because no one thing could have done it, that the group together could not. And so that's our flaw. So now we look for these. It says, even though high interest rates can lead to an economic downturn, interest rates probably did not cause the economic downturn. So it's saying, it's pretty similar, it's saying they can. It is true that the rates have been on the rise, but high interest rates are not always economically harmful. It's not really saying because one member wasn't capable of doing it all that the group together wasn't capable. Even though I can fix some things and you can fix some things, the two of us will be unable to repair our apartment without outside help. Apartment has a broken window and a broken bedroom door, and neither of us is able to fix both windows and doors. So I said it would take a horrible set of answer choices for this to be right, but so I don't think so. But there's a theoretical possibility. Even though Elena, Jen, and Mark would like to go out to dinner, they will probably go straight home. Of the five that are in the vicinity, there is not a single one that all three of them like. This is one where I said I am not sure that that's really the same thing. Because that's saying, you know, they'll go home because there's not a single one that all of them like. But that one I went, let's see what else we get. I felt like B and C were both equally mediocre. Then D, even though painting is highly regarded by, this painting is highly regarded by critics, it can't be called great art. Most art that was produced in the last is not great, and this painting, Beautiful, is painted in only 40 years ago. That's not the same sort of flaw. That would be a flaw saying something might fit into the minority rather than the majority, and so that's flawed, but in a different way. And then E, even though influenza vaccine does not always prevent influenza, it sometimes reduces severity, therefore it's incorrect to say that some people who receive it derive no benefit. Well, that's actually a fairly valid argument that's not flawed. And so I realized that I had to go back to B and C, neither of which I liked really at all. So in looking at these, I went back to the passage first. And this is what we always want to do if you have it down to a couple of answers. And basically, it's saying that human-borne diseases did not cause the mass extinction. And there are more than 55 species that died, and no one disease could be fatal across that many. So then he said, okay, let's look at B and C again. Even though I can fix some things and you can fix some things, the two of us will be unable to repair the apartment with outside help. The apartment has broken window and broken bedroom door. Neither of us is able to fix both. Yeah, that seems to be okay. I still only like it about as much as I did before. Because it is saying that because no one of us can do it, therefore us together can't do it. Even though the three people would like to go out to dinner, they probably will go straight home. Of the five restaurants in the immediate vicinity, there's not a single one that all three of them like. And so with this one, it's saying they want to go out to dinner together, but they'll probably go straight home because there's not one thing that they like. And that one isn't quite as good as B, because it's not saying that it doesn't have the flaw that they could work together to do something. And so that's going, if their goal is to go out to dinner together, then you would need one restaurant that would meet all of those. And so that's going to be the problem. So it's not quite as good as B, where it says just because individually you can't do it, you can't do it in a combined group. And so therefore, B is going to be our best answer for that one. But this is a really tricky one. I don't like B, but it's better than the others.